Hey, what's up? I'm Tyra Banks, and this is Parade Rewind. When I was a little girl in elementary school, I was very outspoken, but not necessarily in the right way. So, like, I would talk a lot in class and get sent to the principal's office. And so I like that now I can shift my vocalness for a positive. So I just found out I'm number 57 on Twitter, and that's so amazing. Number 57 in the entire world. It's like, wow, where does that come from? Because there are people that are way more known than I am. There are a group of people that I like to follow, and they might be like sarcastic tweets, and a lot of them are teenagers. Like, I'll follow them and they're like, oh my God, Tara, thanks for following me on the ninth grade. I'm like, oh my God. I'm working with Special K to fight fat talk. There are so many women that that do fat talk, that look in the mirror and say that they're not good enough. So I want to put a stop to that, you know, and there's so many different ways that we can be better. Like, a mom can say, you know what, I'm not going to do fat talk in front of my daughter. I'll try to improve my body. I'll try to eat healthy. I'll try to work out, but I'm not going to say that I'm disgusting in front of her. So people can get involved by sharing their shush. So what I did is I did a selfie of myself. And I did a picture of me going, shh, and I did a selfie, click, and I hashtagged it, fight fat talk. I say to start with one thing at a time, first of all. Look in the mirror and find one thing that you think is beautiful. I have one friend that's like, I got the cutest knees. Celebrate those knees. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, if there are things that you don't like, you know, that's human. That's okay. I don't miss modeling very much because I have America's Next Top Model, so for the past 10 years, I'm creating photo shoots, executive producing the television show. And I do look back to those modeling days when it was just some people on your nails, somebody on your hair, somebody on your makeup, and you're just like, it was a pretty non-challenging life, but it wasn't easy. You know, there's a lot of isolation with modeling. You're by yourself constantly. There's a lot of people telling you, lose weight, do this, you're not good enough, your hair, your skin, you're this, you're that. There's a lot of pressure. When I created Top Model, I thought that if I had two seasons, that would have been a success. Nor did I think Top Model would even have a lot of seasons. So I had two seasons, I would have been happy. So now here we are starting cycle 21, and it's like unreal. And we're casting right now, and the lines are longer than ever because there's boys now too.